I've proposed what I call the hundreds, where you go down 100 west and 100 east to kind of help the locals have some better traffic. It's going to be a long time before UDOT gets done. So we need to do what we can within Heber City to get better traffic flows for our local citizens. If people have not figured it out, I was able to get support for reducing the big dips that were on First West and First East. So now you can go from 6th South up to 5th North, up and down those streets, and it's pretty easy going. There's only one or two stop signs. It's probably faster than Main Street for most of the locals. I don't want to see the airport expanded. On the bypass, I don't want to see us abandon Highway 189. I think it needs to stay there and then utilize some of the other things that'll fit in to make a bypass work. I'd like to see the eastern bypass finished. I had a lot to do with getting Red Ledges to finally come forward with bonding to finish theirs within 2 years. And we need to do our part as a city to finish across the cemetery, and we have a developer that needs to do his part to help take it along to Highway 40. But I'd like to see that eastern bypass. That'll take some traffic off of Main Street, help the eastern segment get on to Salt Lake or wherever they're headed without coming on to Main Street. The airport, again, we're doing a master plan, but I think we don't need to expand it, and even if it has to cost us to keep it. Of course, we've taken federal money, and the FAA wants to push us to expand it, I think.
In 30 seconds, and we'll wrap it up because I did ask additional questions, but what would you do to First East and First West to make them even more friendly, and also the residents in those areas would have some concern on both of those roads?
Well, there is a stop sign right now on Center and First West that I've asked, and I think three councilmen now are supporting me, or two others at least, to turn that so that you can come through. Coming down, you have to stop at First South, and you shouldn't need to turn right around in one block and stop at Center. Going from Main Street west is not as much a thoroughfare as going from Main Street east, so I don't think it would hurt that we could come through on First West without stopping twice. That would help.
Okay, I kind of interrupted your train of thought. Just in 10, 15 seconds, you were looking at your notes real quick.
Well, I'm for conservative government, for efficiency and frugality, and for treating everyone the same, equally. I'm here to represent all of Heber City, and to do it fairly and evenly, and to help the citizens not have such onerous taxes and other burdens by just being frugal about how we run city government.